Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Hanukkah, the Illumination. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes discusses Hanukkah. Rabbi Daniel Landes is the Rosh HaYeshiva and director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. And Hanukkah Sameach, Happy Hanukkah, Chag Urim Sameach. Should be a holiday of light for all of us. This Shabbat is the Shabbat of Shabbat Chanukah. We had one at the beginning, now we have one at the end. It's also Zot Chanukah, it's the very end. It's called This is Chanukah, it's the end of the 8 days. That's the reading that we read, the special Chanukah reading, which doesn't talk about the Maccabees, of course, but talks about the dedication, talks about, in a sense, the original Hanukkah, which is the dedication of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle. And if you can go 8 days, you can say, indeed, Zot Hanukkah, this is what Hanukkah is. And it's especially moving on Friday night. Hadlakah, according to the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch, Hadlakah hu lashon hit lahavut, the notion of lighting. And we make two brachos of lighting. We make the bracha of lighting the Ner Chanukah, and we finish that after lighting the Chanukah Chanukiah, and we go on to light the Shabbat candles. This Hadlakah comes from the terminology of Hit Lahavut. Lahav is a flame. Hit Lahavut is to be inflamed, to be inflamed with passion, to be alive. In Yiddish we say to be lichtik. We talk about the lichters, the Shabbos lichters, the Shabbos candlesticks. We light to be illuminated, to be lit up. When the house is lichtik, when the house is full of light, is considered to be simcha. We see people that are just full of light, and that's how they feel on Hanukkah. And it's not just the grease that's burning in their system. There's something very special. So the Magen Avraham, classic commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Hadlakah comes from the language of Hit Lahavut, to be inflamed. And it signifies, Romei Shahit Lahavut Shel Zeh HaShabbat Chanukah Hu Yoter Gedolah Me Hit Lahavut Shel Kol HaShabbatot Shel Kol HaShana. Amazing. That the Lichtigkeit, that to be lit up, to be illuminated, maybe a better word than even inflamed. Inflamed in English sometimes means that you're angry, but here it's not angry, it's the opposite. To be illuminated. The illumination of this Shabbos is greater than any other Shabbat of the entire year. In fact, he says more than that. It's greater than all the Shabbatot of any year. There's something very special about Shabbat Chanukah. And, of course, sometimes this can be in conflict. And the Rambam, I think, gives us, as always, a very terrific reading about how we should understand this. The Rambam's laws of Hanukkah are found, you know, in his Mishnah Torah, his 14 books called the Yad HaZakah, 14 Yad, the strong hand, and then the book of Zmanim of times, or appointed seasons, holidays. At the very end, he talks about Hanukkah. And at the very end of the laws of Hanukkah, there are, that's chapter 4 of the laws of Hanukkah, at the very end of the Sefer, of his larger book of Zmanim, of times, that's part of the Mishnah Torah, the other term I used before, Yad HaZakah. At the very end, he has several halachot, several different chapters, sub-chapters. And he says the following, Mitzvah Ner Hanukkah, Mitzvah Chaviva, Hi Admod. End of all the laws, details of lighting the candles. And in those details, he tells us that technically it's enough for a home to observe Hanukkah, to have one light, even every night just one light. Greater mitzvah to have everyone light. And it's a greater mitzvah that everyone lights, adds one each night. So certainly, as we know, this year there's going to be so many at the end, full eight. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admaod. The mitzvah of the light of the lighting the Chanukah candles, the Chanukiah, is a very dear mitzvah. Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admaod. Rambam, as you know, Maimonides doesn't waste words. When he says it's dear, he says it's very dear, but more than very dear. Ad ma'od, incredibly dear. V'tzarech adam lehizaher ba kedei lehodiyah hanes. And a person should be very careful about it. Because through lighting the candles, you make known the miracle. Lehosif b'shevach ha'el v'hodiyah lo. And you should on Chanukah increase your praise of God and our thankfulness to Him. Al ha'nisim shasal, and on all the miracles that He's done for us in those days and in these days. Afil ein lo ma yochal. Guess what? Here, look what Maimonides says. Afil ein lo ma yochal ela min hatzdaka. Even if he's only eating from charity, everything he has is on the dole. Sho'el o mocher kesuto. He should rent out or even sell his jacket, his coat, and with that money, buy the oil or candles necessary to light. It's such, you can't not have Chanukah. You must light that Chanukah candle. It's only from the rabbis, quote-unquote, only. It is something which... Well, I did it the night before. No, every night to light at least one candle or one cruse of shemen, of oil, and you have to really do it no matter what your economic circumstance. It's very dear because people can't live without hope. You can't live without a miracle. You can't help with the notion of a miracle. You can't live without God. You can't live with the notion that God can bring us a miracle and has brought us some miracles. That's halacha yud bet. Halacha Yud Gimel, number 13. Haresh ein lo ela pu ta achat ulfanov kiddush hayom. So it's Friday night, and he only has a small coin, or it's leading to Friday night. It's Friday afternoon, it's leading to Friday night. And in front of him, he has the need to make kiddush, kiddush hayom, to make Friday night kiddush and wine. V'avlakat ner Chanukah, or to light, and also to light the light of the Chanukah. But he doesn't have enough for both. He has to choose. Which one would you choose? Kiddush, the holy mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night? Or is it the mitzvah of Chanukah? Matim liknot shemen lehadlik ner Chanukah al hayayin l'kiddush hayom. What comes first is buying the oil or the candle to light the Chanukah light. And that comes before even the wine for making Kiddush on Friday night. Hol Shneyam Medivrei Sofrim, both are come to us from the rabbis. It was the rabbis who instituted Kiddush, the rabbis who instituted the lighting of the Chanukah candles. Mutav L'Haktim Ner Chanukah Sheyesh Bo Zichron HaNes. It's better. The Rambam says it's all regrettably. It's hard to choose, but Rambam doesn't waver. He says regrettably, but doesn't waver. Mutav, it's better to let the candle of Chanukah come first. In other words, use that small coin, whatever you have, make sure you have a Ner Chanukah, because the Ner Chanukah has the commemoration, the memory of a miracle, and we can't, as we said before, live without the miracle. Now we go to Halacha Yud Daled, the 14th subchapter. How about this situation, the Rambam says? Hoya lefonav ner beito v'ner Chanukah. You only have enough money to either light and buy a candle or shemen or oil for ner beito, for Friday night candle lighting. Or you could buy for Ner Chanukah. Remember, we just said that Ner Chanukah, the light of the Chanukah, comes before Kiddush. But now we're talking about the candle lighting. Which candle lighting? You have to choose one. Oh, Ner Beito v'Kiddush Hayom, or for that matter, just on a regular week, if it's between the candle, lighting Shabbos candles, or making Kiddush, which comes first? Surprisingly, the Rambam says the following. Ner beito kodem, that actually choose the Shabbos candle. Mishum shalom beito, because the The whole purpose of the Friday night candle is shalom bayit, is peace in the home. This is an amazing concept. We know that we're not allowed to benefit from the candles of the Hanukkah light, meaning we're not allowed to benefit from the light of the Hanukkah candles or the Hanukkah oil that we have lit. We're supposed to, right? We're not allowed to use them, to employ them, and even, you know, read by them or use their light. We're only supposed to look at them because they're for, to remind us of a miracle for no other purpose. The Shabbos candle, on the other hand, is actually to be employed. We don't move it. It's not moved on Shabbos. Once it's lit, it stays where it is. But its whole purpose originally was to make the home lit up for Shabbat. As I said, to be lichtik, to be lit up for Shabbat. Today we have other sources of light as well. But the primary meaning of that light is so that we can not sit in the dark and not have a miserable Shabbat, that people won't be stumbling after each other and people feeling isolated and alone, that they can bask in the glow, and not just bask in the glow, but they can utilize the light of the Shabbat candle to eat their dinner, to read. You need to be careful not to touch the candle. But these are the purposes. And even today, which we have other sources of light, is still that's the prime purpose. And of course, there's the whole spirituality of how the house looks. So the Rambam says, if you have to choose, and it's terrible to have to choose, between the Hanukkah candles, which are so important, as we've seen, and the candle for Shabbat, you choose the candle for Shabbat. And he proves it. Shaharei Hashem nimchak lasot shalom bein ish l'ishto. Because even God's name was erased, God's name that we're so careful with, was erased in order to establish peace, shalom, between a man and his wife, and that whole sota ritual, which according to the rabbis, when a woman was suspected, and the ritual that's there found in the Torah about how she is brought and she can prove that she is innocent. And according to the rabbis, the whole purpose of the ritual is to prove innocence, to bring peace between a man and his wife. And part of the ritual is taking the divine name, and the divine name is written on a piece of paper, then it's scraped off, and as it's scraped off, it's erased. It's scraped off into the solution that she is to drink. God allows his own name to be erased because shalom, peace between the husband and wife, is so important. And therefore shalom bayit is so much important. It's one of the great, great principles. Gadol ha-shalom, greatest peace, Rambam adds in the end. Shekala Torah nitna lasot shalom ba'olam. The whole Torah was given for only one purpose, to make peace in the world. Shneamar, Derechecha Darchei Noam, V'chol Netivoteha Shalom. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its pathways are pathways of peace. And that really is how he ends. Hanukkah is crucial. Hanukkah is very important to us. Chana is the nes. Chanukah is the hope. Chanukah is the fact that new things can happen. But it's still based on the notion, and the subset is that the greatest principle is the principle of shalom bayit, of peace between husband and wife, of peace between parents and their children. Let me just add with an additional note, and of how great this wonderful holiday that we're having on this last day is. According to a Hasidic work, Chadrei Beten, it's the chambers of the hearts, or the chambers really, Beten is really the chambers of the stomach. It comes from this guy's boich, it comes from his innermost parts when he writes about how important the Shabbat is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzo Laharot Livnei Yisrael Shitchazku Dafka B'Shloshet HaDvarim Shratzu HaYivanim Levatel Shabbat Chodesh Umila. There are three things, according to the Talmud, that the Greeks really want to get rid of as fast as possible. And the three performances of the Jews was get rid of Shabbat, get rid of Rosh Chodesh, the lunar calendar, and to get rid of the notion of Brit Milah, circumcision. These things which keep Jews distinct. Shabbat keeps them distinct. We We operate on our own calendar. It makes us distinct, and of course, circumcision. And therefore, the Nes of Hanukkah happened. The miracle of Hanukkah happened on the 25th of Kislev. It goes for 8 days. And therefore, during this time, for sure, we will observe those three elements that were talked about. The element of Shabbat, we have 8 days. There's no Hanukkah that does not have a Shabbat Hanukkah. This year we're blessed with two. Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah happens on the 25th of the month of Kislev, and therefore you always, Jewish month doesn't go more than 30 days, therefore you always have Rosh Chodesh. We have Rosh Chodesh this week. We also have a commemoration of Brit Milah, because Brit Milah, circumcision, happens on the 8th day. And Hanukkah lasts 8 days. Hanukkah, in many ways, is protests against Hellenization, this notion that we are not, as the Hellenizers want to say, just creatures of nature, but we're actually creatures of God. And therefore, on the 8th day, we have circumcision to tell us that we're not perfected yet. Certainly men aren't perfected, and they need perfection. God knows that. So that on the eighth day, we have the miracle, we have the mitzvah of circumcision. Hanukkah, being an eight-day holiday, is a remez, is a hint to the 8 days of circumcision. And we could add, and we could say at the end, is that Hanukkah really is the brit, is the covenant between the Jews and God, which is open to all men and women, which is open to all of us as a Jewish people, is open to all of us within our families. When we light the Hanukkah candles this Friday night, and then we go from that to the lighting, usually by the wife in the house and the mother in the house, not exclusively, but traditionally it's done that way, then we have a notion of this covenant between the Jewish people and God, the covenant of families to God, and then that supreme mitzvah of Shabbat and of Shalom Bayit, of peace for all of us. Thank you very much. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and I wish you a Chag Chanukah Sameach, a Chag Urim Sameach. It just should be lichtik, it just should be lit up for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Hanukkah Sameach, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.